Whereas when we just allow those devices just to go to their side, they have their place, but we just move our body, we let our eyes move in different directions, we are stimulating endorphins, which are feel-good hormones. We're freeing up and breaking that locked-down, hunkered-down stress pattern that your nervous system creates in a fear response. We're changing your neurophysiology, your neurobiology, your neuroendocrine system, everything. So all of that will shift. Hello and welcome back. Now, just before we get started, as always, if you're watching this on the Total Somatics YouTube channel, don't forget to like, share, subscribe, and press the notification bell. So every time an episode is released, you find out. But also what it allows YouTube to do is to let Total Somatics meet so many other people, because it's really about a community effort here. The more people hear this content, the content, it has a ripple effect, and it's just going to benefit so many more individuals globally. Hey, so today I'm going to just answer a question. Well, it's been multiple variations of this question in recent times in my inbox. Also, it's been a great discussion with people here in the clinic, actually, with clients as well as with therapists that I work with. And that is the increase of people wearing these ear pods. You know, they've got their headphones in when they're just walking around in the shopping, or they're walking around in the street, and they might be on their phone while they've also got the headphones on. And how does this correlate with looking at our neurology and our mental health and well-being? So it's really interesting. So what I want to break down is that technology is wonderful. If it wasn't for technology, you and I wouldn't be connecting like this now. Also, headphones. You know, when I go and do a little workout, say at the gym or anything like that, it must be my age. Maybe it's my age now, but instead of listening to music, I'll often listen to podcasts or I listen to audiobooks. So while I'm just doing my nice gentle movement at the gym, then I'll often be listening to things there. So there's a time and a place for the headphones as well. However, there has been an increase of people just wearing them, even going around the shopping, which may be, in people's defense, their only opportunity to catch up on a podcast or to catch up on an audiobook, because they might have had the children and all sorts of things going on. It could also be in their defense that they're ready to sit an exam and they're revising some of their stuff that they've been practicing and talking, and they've got it in their headset. So there's so many variables that to consider. However, when we kind of stand back and just approach it generally, globally, people are much more reliant on phones. They're closing down a lot of their sensory systems to be really focused in this digital world, which can have quite a few disadvantages. So as I'm always saying, we're more sensory than motor. So that means that because of our sensations, everything that we encounter in the world, it sculpts and molds and shapes us. It's so important for our senses and our hearing to hear different things. And also, although we might be listening to something, it's really good to take those ear pods out and actually have a rest from that side of things for other reasons. You know, for people talk about the electromagnetic frequencies that are going on near their brain and their ears. So again, that's another discussion for another day. However, it's actually very calming for your nervous system to hear the whooshes of the trees, or if you're near water, to hear the trickling of water, maybe to hear bird songs. Whatever it is, when you actually hear nature sounds, it has a medicine for your inner world. It really does calm everything down. But also, it's allowing your nervous system to gauge and build a resilience and a flexibility and a capacity in your nervous system to actually experience different pitches and sounds and sensations. And likewise, when you're hearing different things, your neck and your eye muscles are going to be moving in response to that sound, or where's that bird chirping from? And it creates a change in your brain of curiosity, exploration, like when we were little children and we would look around and we'd ask why and where's that coming from and all that sort of thing. So again, it shifts us, it shifts our state of, instead of being in a lockdown, blocking a lot of sensory stimuli, into becoming curious and shifting areas of our neurobiology. Also though, if we're looking down at our phones, we've got the ear pods in, or we've just got the ear pods in and we're in our own world, what it does is it disconnects us from the outside world. So there's less of that community connection. And what's been quite sad in recent years, probably since 2020 really, has been how people have retreated, become more inward because of the conditionings that happened. And one of the big things that's come from researchers and behavioral psychologists since is when people were wearing masks, a lot of their face was covered. So we picked up less of these nonverbal cues, and it started to impact the feeling of safety in our nervous system, because it was very hard to gauge if somebody was happy, if they were sad. And I remember being in supermarkets and seeing babies in pushchairs or in the trolleys, should I say, and the parents, and we're all wearing our masks. And these babies are walking around and they're looking incredibly confused, wondering, is that person smiling or what? You know, you can see their little confusion in their eyes. So every now and again, I'd pull my mask down and do a big smile, or I'd wave at the child as well. And then they would smile back, because that's social engagement. As humans, we bounce off each other with those nonverbal cues. That creates safety in our nervous system, as in a tribal community effect, which is as humans we are. We thrive so much better with groups of people. That's what all the research has shown for our emotional mental health. So if you can see what's happened now is people are becoming a bit more isolated. They might have their headphones on. They're looking down at their phones. So they're in their own world rather than interacting with other people. Maybe when you walk in the dark, or, you know, even if you've got your headphones on and you walk in the dark, you can still smile at somebody. Because remember, a smile is like a hug from afar. You do not know what the other person's going through. And that in itself is almost like a community service, just to smile, especially as many times you see the same people on your walk, if it's the same time, same, you know, part of the week, whatever that is. So again, it's looking at how we can do that, because it makes our nervous system feel more calm, more centered. And also something else I just want to share here is that if we stay with headphones on, looking at our phones, we stay very cortical, very cerebral. So we just live in our headspace. We just keep overthinking and watching, or we can literally watch something, can be very passive. You know, there's not really much thought going into that. And it might be a person's way of decompressing or winding down. But if this is a pattern of behavior that happens all the time, it means that from their neck down, people are just not noticing the subtle sensations and feedback, because they're just living in their head, which is a stress pattern. It's a stress response in itself. And what we want to encourage ourselves to do is get from living up here in our head to inhabiting and sensing and feeling that grounded, calm effect within our body. That's going to help regulate our nervous system. It helps us, again, improve our quality of breathing, takes care of so many things: health, well-being, emotional, mental well-being. So that's just a consideration to think there. And of course, everybody's got their individual, and that's what makes us so amazing. We've all got our individual desires and will and interests. But really just consider that if you do have a habit, and again, we're just a collection of habits and patterns. If you do have a habit of sticking the earphones in your, the headphones in your ears, or it could be that you're in a setting where you just scroll through your phone a lot. Could you just put that phone away, especially if it's in like a waiting room or something like that? Could you go back to what it was like in the old days, where you just sit there and just let your mind just be quiet? Maybe just filter some of the thoughts and the things that have gone through your day, because emails will always be there to pick up. Everything's always there to pick up. But it's just allowing ourselves just to slow down. We live in such a digital, fast-paced world now that it's actually, we're ramping up our nervous system and keeping us in a fight or flight stress response. Even the eye muscles are getting tight, just looking at fixed screens straight in front of us all the time. And that intensity, that tightness in your eye muscles is reinforcing to your nervous system. It's a danger stress response. Because in the old days, going back to like a cave person, saber-toothed tiger, if a predator was running towards you, your eye muscles would be fixed on the horizon at that thing. You're not going to take your eyes off them, and you're literally going into that stress response. That's part of that patterning of rigidity and tension. So you consider you're looking at a phone, your neck muscles are locked in that one-dimensional position, your eye muscles are there, you're living in your head, which again is part of that stress response. Your breathing becomes shallower because it's just less activity, and your 5 kilo head or 10 pound head is leaning forward and it's tightening lots of muscles through the front of your body. which again takes us into the fear, feigning death stress response. Can you see? Because your nervous system doesn't know the difference between a real danger and if it's perceived. And so whatever's going on, if you start to reenact that fetal position, that fearing or feigning death, it's going to impact on hormonal aspect as well. So hormones will kick off to take you into that stress response. And can you see again that link that keeps coming up in conversations all around the world in the media about people feeling anxiety and overwhelm and fear? Because many more people are living in this digital little box, this world. That's what they're doing. They're staying very immobilized, again, locking down, which is what happens in a stress response. Whereas when we just allow those devices just to go to their side, they have their place, but we just move our body. We let our eyes move in different directions. We are stimulating endorphins, which are feel-good hormones. We're freeing up and breaking that locked-down, hunkered-down stress pattern that your nervous system creates in a fear response. We're changing your neurophysiology, your neurobiology, your neuroendocrine system, everything. So all of that will shift. So from a question about ear pods in somebody's ears, can you see how it has a ripple effect? We want to increase our sensory stimuli. We want to be looking at different sounds, smelling different aromas, interacting with different beautiful faces that we encounter, even if they're a complete stranger. You know, you can just smile or nod and acknowledge that person. Because again, we don't know what's going on in other people's lives, and just having that connection makes such a difference. Again, it's social engagement. That's what we want to bring back into our life, which unfortunately started to get by the wayside around 2020, when people were covering their face with masks and they were in very stress responses, stress patterns, and it created a disconnect between people. So the more that we can bring that connection back, the more we can smile, the more we use the lower part of our face, which is so important for social engagement, again, for that communication, to create that tribal effect, it's so, so important. So again, get stimulated, get all your sensory nerves experiencing different aromas, sensations, sounds, facial expressions, and smile. Just smile and notice how just a smile, even if you're on your own in the room and you just wiggle your body, do a few little movements like that. Maybe you feel a bit silly doing it, but it shifts your nervous system. It relaxes your face. You actually use less energy and less less metabolic activity is kind of excreted from your muscles, and less energy is used when you smile and relax your face. When you're kind of frowning your face, you use so much more of your body's resources. So again, let's work intelligently and efficiently. And again, let's start interacting with everybody and also getting more connected with our own beautiful soma. So, interesting question. Hopefully that was helpful for you, just looking at it from a slightly different angle. But again, it's the way that we can nurture and take care of ourselves. So until next time, all my love and very best wishes. Take care. Bye.
Thank you for joining me today. If you've enjoyed this episode, please leave a rating and also forward this on to somebody you know will benefit. To learn more about pain relief, plus how to improve your health and well-being, go to totalsomatics.com. Until next time, take care.